And introducing next, fighting out of the red corner, hailing from Watford, England, he is the reigning and defending WBA, IBF, WBO, and IBO heavyweight champion of the world. It's AJ Anthony Joshua. That's right, today's episode of British Icons is all about the heavyweight legend Anthony Joshua. So AJ was born on the 15th of October 1989 and is the son of Yetta and Robert Joshua. Now both of his parents actually do come from Nigerian descent. AJ first laced up the boxing gloves when he was 18 years old. However, he's been an athlete his entire life. When Anthony Joshua was in high school, he was said to be a talented football player and he even broke his high school's 100 meter sprint record, running the distance in just 11.6 seconds. Now, just 2 years after putting those boxing gloves on for the first time, Anthony Joshua won his first tournament, being the Haringey Box Cup. After that, he won a whole series of tournaments in the amateurs, and this led him to earning a spot on the GB Olympic team and also an Amateur Boxer of the Year award. His whole amateur career peaked with him picking up a gold medal at the London 2012 Olympic Games. In 2013, AJ announced that he'd be making the switch from amateur boxing to pro boxing, and he'd be signing with Eddie Hearn and Matchroom as his promoter. AJ ended up winning his pro debut by TKO inside round one, and he actually picked up his first pro title, being the WCB International Heavyweight title, on his ninth pro fight, when he had a record of 9-0. AJ went on a 22 fight winning streak, picking up a series of world titles along the journey. His journey also seen him beat some truly dangerous heavyweights such as Vladimir Klitschko and Alexander Povetkin. Then in mid-2019, AJ's winning streak came to an end as he picked up his first professional loss to a fighter called Andy Ruiz Jr. However, not to be deterred, in late 2019, AJ called in his rematch and beat Andy Ruiz Jr. on points to take back the belts that he'd lost a few months previously. AJ is now a household name all around the world, and I think it's fair to say he can be described as a truly dangerous British heavyweight, and no doubt a future Hall of Famer.